Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Today we're out in the elements. I hope you're following us on YouTube because, as I told you, we're going to start doing the video content a little bit differently. So if you're just only getting the audio experience, I would encourage you to go over to YouTube and subscribe to Jonathan Jones Speaks on YouTube. You type in Jonathan Jones Speaks or Speak Your Success to make sure that you get to check out this exclusive video content. So here we are outside in the elements. We're actually in the backyard. You see the beautiful trees. You should see the sun shining just above my shoulder. And today I want to challenge you on this Monday, motivation. And I want to put out just this phrase right here: impress yourself. And I'm saying that coming from a speaker's perspective. However, this can be applied to anyone in any walk or any facet of life. As you all know, I always love talking about how gifted we are and how certain areas of our life, we know that we're extremely talented. We know that people say, wow, this is so easy for you to do. John, speaking seems so easy for you to do. Telling stories seems so easy. Some of you might be teachers and people say, how is it that you connect with kids so well? How do you parent so well? And that's why I want to put this out. Impress yourself. Because when you show up on the job, when you show up to do an engagement, when you show up and perform your task, you show up and perform your gift, or you show up and you give your service to other people, they see it as something that's so phenomenal. But we all know that we're our own worst critic. Am I right about it? If we're truly honest with ourselves, we know that we're tougher on ourselves than anybody else will ever be, because we know how much work we truly put in, or the lack thereof, when something comes second nature to us. So therefore, sometimes we don't sharpen the craft and take it as serious as others see it or even have reason to admire. So today, I want you just really to impress yourself. It's so easy to take the accolades, to take the compliments of others. Oh, yes, thank you. I know I did a great job. I know I'm wonderful. Thank you so much. But don't get high off everyone else's compliments and everyone else's praises. I want you to take a second and look at yourself and ask yourself, where can I improve? Ask yourself, how can I get better? And ask yourself how you can continue to move that needle. Continue to move forward. Continue to progress. Continue to improve. Find out different strategies that you never thought about before. Different areas to where you can say, oh, okay, well, that was something that I was kind of coasting on, but now I need to take a second, take a step back, and think about how I ultimately can improve. Because if you're a teacher and you know you're a gifted teacher, you know you're a gifted communicator, and you're just stopping at doing just enough because that's what everybody else is doing, and you know you don't have to work as hard, you're not cheating yourself. Ultimately, you're cheating those students whose lives you're impacting. Those students who are showing up every day and they need something from you. And by you pulling your foot off the gas and taking it easy and coasting, now you're limiting the experience that they will get. So don't cheat yourself. Don't cheat those students. Go all the way in with all your effort, all your due diligence, and make certain that we're able to be our best self and ultimately impress ourselves. This is coming from a man who would coast for far too long. Things came easy. Speaking came easy to me at one point, so therefore I said, let me see how I can get better. Let me see how I can improve myself on a daily basis. Therefore, I started reading more, started implementing different strategies when I practiced. So now I consistently try to sharpen my gift and sharpen my tool. What are you doing to impress yourself? This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way? Friends, if you'd like some of this cool apparel that you've been seeing me wear, the Speak Your Success tees that we've been rolling out, We got them in about every color on the website. We have them in black. I'm gonna upload a few other colors this week. However, go on the website. Click the link down below if you're on YouTube or the link in the bio and get your own Speak Your Success tee to remind you to speak that success. Believe in that greatness. Create the life and business of your dreams. Take care. I'm about to take in some of this nature.